A former head of the family court, Alastair Nicholson, says women are being caused great distress because of cuts to legal aid. The retired Chief Justice says that men accused of physically or sexually abusing their partner are able to directly cross-examine their alleged victim in court because they lack legal representation. He says the situation is widespread and unacceptable. Legal aid groups say it's so traumatising that some women are too frightened to leave their abusive partners and go through the family court system. Due to legal requirements, we've concealed the identity of the woman in this story. Social affairs reporter Sally Sara reports.
It's a day in the family court that Eleanor will never forget. She thought she was prepared, but she didn't know what was about to happen. Her former partner, who allegedly raped her, refused to have a lawyer. As a result, he was allowed to carry out cross-examination. Eleanor was ordered to take the stand and answer the questions of her alleged rapist.
I was standing outside in the foyer and I was shaking from head to toe and I couldn't breathe properly. I was hyperventilating. At that point, I could have easily have just thrown myself in front of the first bus. I could not believe that he'd been allowed to do this to me.
It's a loophole in the family court that means victims of domestic and sexual violence can be questioned by their alleged attacker. Eleanor had an intervention order against her former partner, who was required to keep at least 20 metres away from her. But in the family court, he was allowed to get a lot closer and she was required to answer his questions.
The government actually says that they are against violence, and yet today they allow this to happen to women on a weekly basis. So how can we say that we're a country that's against domestic violence if we then allow the perpetrator to continue to abuse their victim?
The former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alastair Nicholson, says the situation is unacceptable.
Not everyone realises the degree of fear that's engendered in cross-examining them in court and in effect putting them through the ringer. I think the effects on them are profound and just shouldn't happen.
Justice Nicholson says an increasing number of people appearing in the family court don't have a lawyer because of cuts to legal aid.
Oh, extraordinarily so, yes. A gradual process, but it started when it became extremely difficult for people to get aid in property cases, and then it started to extend into children's cases, and now, as I see it, seems to have got worse still.
Federal Attorney General Mark Dreyfus concedes it can be traumatic for victims of domestic and sexual violence to be cross-examined by their former partner, but he says it doesn't happen often.
Only about 5% of cases actually go through to full hearing, and of that 5%, only a very, very small minority produce the situation that we're talking about here.
Former Chief Justice Nicholson disagrees. He says the problem is far-reaching.
Widespread, quite widespread. And I don't think there's a full appreciation of how often it happens.
The Attorney General Mark Dreyfus argues that the Commonwealth is putting its share into legal aid, but some states are not. New guidelines have been introduced in Victoria that if one party in a family court case doesn't have a lawyer, then the other party isn't eligible for legal aid. Pasana Murtha from the Victorian Women's Legal Service says it makes difficult cases even worse.
There are going to be two unrepresented parties at trial trying to argue their case in court. So it's less than an ideal situation.
Alastair Nicholson says the guidelines are absurd and illogical.
I mean, we are, in many of these cases, talking about the future of children, and it seems to me to be quite wrong that criteria such as one party being unrepresented, therefore the other one is, should be brought to bear. I just don't understand it.
The Australian Lawyers Alliance believes it will lead to more protracted cases because people don't know the rules of the court. Spokesman Greg Barnes says legal aid should stick to its core tasks, such as family law, rather than going beyond its mandate.
So these are, again, a case of short-term cuts when we should be looking at the broader picture about legal aid.
Justice Nicholson says family court judges do have the power to intervene in unrepresented cases if they believe the cross-examination has got out of hand, but those options are voluntary and are not always put into place. Alternatives such as using video links are also available. Survivor of alleged rape and violence Eleanor says there must be change so that women are able to leave abusive partners. She says the collision of criminal and family law creates a lot of trauma and confusion.
It's not like there's books in the library that actually say how to co-parent with the man who raped you. You have to navigate your way through so much, and so therefore to be on the stand and be in a situation where he's given complete and utter power again, and you are mandated to answer his questions, is an empty and horrible feeling and experience to go through.
Eleanor speaking about her experience in the family court and ending that report from social affairs reporter Sally Sara.